John and Raheel with Dell, ESPN 97.5.
Honestly, is this a good thing? You can never. I'm not scared. They ain't gonna beat the Warriors. Oh well, we're gonna get some playoff basketball. We'll get two games here. That'll be fine and whatever. But is it in the long run? Is this the best thing for Houston? Turned out, the Texans getting their ass handed to them in the playoffs was the best thing. They figured out we need a quarterback. We got to do whatever it takes to get a quarterback. They did that. They went out and spent the money. They went out and beat the Broncos for Brock Osweiler, pounded the paper, did everything necessary because they got their ass handed to them in the playoffs. Now the Rockets, if the same thing happens here.
Which it will.
They'll win. Do they say, okay, we need a complete overhaul. Yeah. We need to look at the way we're doing things.
Well, I think regardless, if they win one game, two games, miss the playoffs, I think the overhaul's, it's happening. They have to do it. Because first of all, Dwight's leaving, okay? Then all these role players, they're going to have to decide what's happening. Which ones are you keeping? Which ones are you going to make an offer? And then which ones are you getting rid of? Because the overhaul's happening. It doesn't matter what happens in the playoffs if they miss or make it. It's happening. This team isn't built to compete in the West next year, the following year, anything. You've got James, and even that you might have to examine a little bit and say, all right, this is a big year for James coming up. We'll see what we do with James also. Everyone's under the microscope. Because what just happened this past season was an embarrassment. You don't go from Western Conference Finals to playing crappy basketball the way they did. And maybe they can blame the panic and firing McHale. Maybe they can panic career lows for everyone. You can do all that. But everything's going to get overhauled regardless of what happens. With the Texans, it worked out great because it's been years of crappy quarterback play. This is just, you're not going to compete in the West. You're not. No matter, you can make arguments that, oh, maybe the Warriors will cool down a little bit next year. No, the Warriors are going to continue getting better. The Spurs have a nucleus now with Aldridge and Leonard. The Jazz are going to get better despite them missing the playoffs this year. Every team that's in the playoffs already, Portland is going to get better. So it's not like it's going to get easier. So you got to look at everything. You got to look at bringing in another guard to help take some of this load off James. And if James isn't down with that, then you got to examine James also.
Well, that's right. I mean, James needs a complete overhaul as well. The owner who is paying James all of this money needs to say, if he's not going to listen to Daryl Morey, he wouldn't listen to his coaches. He needs to listen to the owner that's paying him. He's got to tell him, look, James, you got to do things differently. Okay, you got to go about it differently. You got to make a total commitment to winning. That's what superstars do. That's what winners do. And you haven't done that.
Yep.
Okay, your commitment to the strip clubs, your commitment to Kardashianism, your commitment to coming in fat, your commitment to just playing offense. All of these things need to change.
This is John and Raheel with Dell on ESPN 97.5.